Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Currently 49 in Augusta and Bangor, 51 in Camden, 47 in Bar Harbor. I'm Paul Wolf. Next news at 9 o'clock. Breaking news at once on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off. On the Voice of Maine.
Loosen up.
1-800-966-1039. It's your opportunity now to dial. Again, toll free as we're just, I don't know, it's knee jerk to say that. 1-800-966-1039. Toll free. And keep it brief, keep it clean, stay classy, and stay calm. Line one is the first to buzz this morning, Paul Wolf.
All right. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
1039. Toll free.
Oh. Hi there. A person on the telephone there with us. Yeah. We'd like to ask what tees you off.
Yes, that would be Shanna Bellows. Her one job, well, not her one job, but one of the most important parts of her job is to put it simply in layman's terms so that everybody can understand the question. She's doing exactly the opposite. It's an embarrassment to the state that she's getting away with.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and people are listening to you as we stream online at WVOMFM.com. Caller, what tees you off?
Well, I live in Ellsworth, and I didn't have a chance to stand up to the meeting, and a city council meeting, and ask them. I know they're having a problem. They want to, you know, have the porta potties down in Ellsworth, and I was going to suggest they take the little porta potty and put it right in front of Grand Platt, his big picture window. He'd have something to smile about and wave, and also he could use his hands.
1-800-966-1039. By the way, I got to find it here, and we're going to be cutting what tees you off short today because we need to play for you the new hit single about Graham Platner in case you haven't heard it yet. You want to grab line two?
Can do. Caller, what tees you off?
Good morning, gentlemen. When you realize that they're not spending billions on so-called data centers so that grandma can store photos of her cats, and you realize that allegedly has more to do with surveillance, that should tee everyone off. Have a great day, guys.
1-800-966-1039. I still maintain most of the AI in this nation is being used to entertain lonely men with their cellular devices in their hand during a too long bathroom break at the office. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. No? I notice you're not agreeing with me, however. You're not telling me I'm wrong, but you're not agreeing with me.
I don't think you're wrong.
What are you? You're a politician. That's what you are. Line one, sir.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Yes, I was listening to the radio program, and that Jason Katerina-Witt, he was talking about the KFC weather forecast. I don't care about the weather west of the Mississippi. I don't need to know.
1-800-966-1039. I'm glad he dispelled that myth about, was it Cyclone Fina?
Fina.
The fact that we don't call them cyclones up here anyway.
Yeah, right.
So that should have been our first clue.
Yeah.
What did he call them? Media?
Meteorologists.
Meteorologists. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Maybe I need to start locking my Florida John up on the job site for a TV. So Locker doesn't wind up in it. And I need to get Shanna Bellows to make me up some signs.
Okay, his phone was really wonky, but he said he thinks he now needs to start locking up the porta potties on the job site and maybe having Shenna write him up some signs to ward him off. 1-800-966-1039.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Well, it doesn't tee me off, but I heard the Blue Man Group is like Barry White to Graham Platner.
1-800-966-1039. That's one of the many memes that we've now received from people.
Yeah.
Graham Platner is the middle guy in the Blue Man Group. By the way, the other Paul in my life, as we were driving to and from Arista County yesterday, we were coming off the interstate. There's construction work, and there were three porta potties. And I just mumbled, think Graham's in one of them. And he looked at me and said, "What are you talking about?"
Oh.
And I said, okay, whoa, wait a minute. You have no idea what I'm talking about when I said that? No. Who's Graham? Platner? Yeah. You have seen nothing about Graham Platner and his porta potty comment?
Yeah.
Just as honest. He said, no.
Huh. I mean, we're locked in here, but
yeah, but it's not. It's not that he does not have Blue Sky on his phone. All right.
Well, do you think that would be on Blue Sky?
Well, that's the only blue. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Hey, good morning. Just wondering why it's okay for Shanna Bellows to be simultaneously running for governor and also in charge of elections.
Because
and go Bobby Charles.
They answered that question. The majority party in Augusta answered that question already and said, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
You do you, boo. 1-800-966-1039. Give me just a second. I got to press the button one more time because it's a super, supersized edition.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
And it's your turn to take the call. It's on line two, sir.
All right. Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Hey, good morning. I would just like to make a comment on those three people in Ellsworth that are very fortunate to have Steve O'Halloran. And that is Mr. and Mrs. Ellsworth. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. This person writes to us, Rick, thou'st protesteth too much about your bathroom breaks are long, and why now? I'll tell you why the problem is. Because sometimes I work in a facility where there's only one restroom available to the guys. And I'm sorry. That Dungeons and Dragons lawful good cleric paladin in me doesn't feel comfortable going over and using or even remotely identifying as a woman to use the woman's restroom when the guys are occupied. I'll wait. Sometimes here in the Blueberry compound, I've even waited an extra 10-15 minutes after the last guy got out, if you can understand my reasons why.
Yeah.
So, my problem with people that use too long in the bathroom and come out with their cellular devices in their hand is because they're the ones in there before me as I'm crossing my legs, looking like that little cartoon character on the front of the Tom T if you've driven by. Do I make myself clear? I'm sounding more and more like my dad every day. I love you, Dad, and I miss you. Line one, sir.
Good morning, caller. What tees you off?
Ow! Try line two. Maybe they'll good to us.
All right, line two. What tees you off?
Good morning, guys. Okay, Ralph. I'm going to commit a slight breach of etiquette here and skip right past the double dare. That's right. I'm going right for the triple dog dare. On your next call, I dare you to say one thing and one thing only, and that is something positive that's happening in your life. I refuse to believe that anybody could possibly be this grumpy 24 hours a day. If you beat my dare, I will call in and share a genuinely positive thought about you. However, if you don't, the sacred laws of the triple dog dare, everybody will assume you smell bad. Have a great day, guys.
I love that guy. This person says, Rick, just run outside behind the dumpster. Cameras.
Oh.
Cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Cameras everywhere. Caller, hello, what tees you off?
Yeah, can you play that song about Sergeant Skeevy, please?
In just a moment. We're going to play it. Hang on. A couple more calls. It's all queued up here. We're going to play courtesy of our friends at the Main Wire sharing it with us.
Yeah.
Line two, sir.
Good morning, caller, what tees you off?
Yeah, Shanna Bellows is a tyrant and a Malthusian. And also, the reason Democrats hate AI is because AI could replace 80% of the state workers right now for pennies on the dollar.
That guy's not wrong. He's dangerously right.
Yeah.
So we got to keep those data centers out of here. Can't give them a reason for Judy to lose her job down, even though she's not doing a whole lot there in the department anymore. As it is, she's got one empty cubicle on one side, one empty on the other. I swear every 5 minutes she's walking out to go down to the store and get a pack. A couple of scratchies. I don't know who I am right now.
Where did you go?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I like you, I got up at 2.
Yeah, I
got up at 2.
Oh my
gosh. Let me tell you, I got up at 2 because I woke up at 1:30. And I just could not get back to sleep. And I started scrolling and thinking about, okay, we got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this. People don't understand. I'll shut up. Caller, what tees you off?
A couple things on Shanna. First, let's get a Shanna sign. And then let's put it on those porta potties, sanitized. Put it on a trailer. You know, just like daisies popping up everywhere. That would be awesome with a Shanna sign. The other thing is, you know, this woman is bad to the general public, but you try to be a business and ask for statute to be obeyed so that you can remain in business. Look, we have some stories out there that haven't been told about Shanna's antics for business, putting businesses out of business in the state of Maine.
1-800-966-1039. All right, let's see if we can do this. For those that didn't see it, they used AI to do this. It's a story about the real Graham Plattner versus someone who really is an oyster farmer in our part of the world.
Well, he rode up in a Subaru, Patagonia head to toe, got a liberal arts degree and a podcast, don't you know? He says he's working with his hands now, gonna reconnect with the sea. While I'm hauling traps at 4 a.m. and water's 33 degrees. He's a hobby oyster farmer, not a real commercial man. Checks the weather on his iPhone, makes his artisanal plans. If it's rainy, if it's freezing, well, he'll take himself a break. While us lobster men are out there for our family's sake. Yeah, he's a hobby oyster farmer. Precious kind of way. He talks about terroir and his marijuana at the bar while I'm patching up my diesel trap boat, yelling at the starter. He's got investors in a tasting room, a brand on Instagram. I got diesel fuel and bait bags in my grandfather's old Grumman. Went to prep school down in Connecticut, studied something with performance in the name. Now he's selling oysters for 12 bucks each to tourists who think it's Maine. Spends more time on Reddit than he does out on the water, that's a fact. Arguing about sustainability while I'm breaking my damn back. When the wind comes howling 40 knots and the snow's blowing sideways, while he's inside with his espresso machine, scrolling through his phone and smiling. Posting mental health day on his stories with the sunrise he ain't seen. While I'm out there pulling hard and keeping everything pristine. He's a hobby oyster farmer, pays more rent than what I make. Got a trust fund and a dream and some oysters in a lake. When it's rough he calls it dangerous, takes a week off for his health. Meanwhile I'm out in 10-foot swells cause I ain't got generational.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.